Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is June the 10th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Each day, kids from all around the world gather together to hear from the Word, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading comes to us from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 57 through 68. And then we finish our reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 118, verse 29. Now God's promise came true, and Elizabeth and Zechariah had a son. How did Zechariah respond to God's gift? Let's listen and find out from Luke chapter 1. When it was time for Elizabeth's baby to be born, she gave birth to a son. And when her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had been very merciful to her, everyone rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 years old, they all came to the circumcision ceremony. They wanted to name him Zechariah after his father. But Elizabeth said, "No, his name is John." "What?" they exclaimed. "There is no one in your family by that name." So they used gestures to ask the baby's father what he wanted to name him. He motioned for a writing tablet, and to everyone's surprise, he wrote, "His name is John." Instantly, Zechariah could speak again, and he began praising God. Awe fell upon the whole neighborhood, and the news of what had happened spread throughout the Judean hills. Everyone who heard about it reflected on these events and asked, "What will this child turn out to be?" For the hand of the Lord was surely upon him in a special way. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy: "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people." That is just beautiful, isn't it? Zechariah thanked God for giving him a son. In fact, the first words out of Zechariah's mouth after his son was born were the words of thanks and praise to God. What has God given you? You can thank him for everything, from the food on your plate to the clothes you wear. Like Zechariah, tell God thank you for what he has given you today. This is what Psalm 118, verse 29 says: "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever." Indeed it does. Well, my friends, we've got a lot to be thankful for today. And I'm going to make sure that I offer some thanks for the God who is so good to me. Before I let you go, I want to send a shout out to some folks out there. To Randy Ham and his family up in Alberta, Canada. And also to some new friends, to Sophia and Eleanor and Pax from the beautiful province of British Columbia, Canada. Hey guys, so glad to have you on this journey in the Word. To all of you out there, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing, and I hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.